This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch. Ted Leo might croon in a sweet falsetto, then moments later shout out in defiance. Ted Leo's songs often have a sharp political edge, lately an anti-war message. His new CD is called Living with the Living. Ted Leo is from New Jersey, started playing in what he calls aggressive hardcore bands, then swerved into more poppy punk. Now at age 36, he mixes it all up however he wants. And for creative spark, he draws on a wide range of influences.
More often than not, if I'm ever stuck, you know, for anything, whether it's just a chord change or a vocal melody or something, I have learned about what the kind of wells that I continually go back to for inspiration are. And those are, you know, mostly 60s kind of R&B, like the Impressions and Curtis Mayfield, and 70s kind of reggae vocal groups like the Heptones and the Mighty Diamonds, and Celtic folk melodies and things. I kind of always winds up somehow coming back to being grounded in something from those three.
That's a pretty broad swath right
it
there.
It is. I know.
You can do a lot with that.
9 years down the road and I remember still standing on a corner back in Garden Hill, 9 days out from home. Feeling no pain, a northern city sun breaking through the rain, that warmthless sun barely shining on.
In the past, I've really tried to cram all of that into every song that I've written, and sometimes I think they've been a little overwrought even at times because of that. So I'm trying to kind of let things be a little bit as they are instead of always kind of, you know, having to punk up the reggae or something like that, you know, just kind of leave it alone.
Well, I knew by the dew in your starry eyes was the day we both had studied for all of our lives. Whether bold missionaries or children's crusade, no fear, pioneers, we were on our way. And we never were nothing that could get in our way. Oh!
You've been known for a while now as being a topical political songwriter. Is it hard to keep the anti-war message that you had in your last album, too? Is it hard to find a way to keep that fresh, to keep it interesting for yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, probably the biggest reason is less about actually you know, having to continually write songs about the same thing than it is about being continually on the road playing those songs. And I really have to believe what I'm putting over if I'm going to put it over in a believable way every night. And and it can certainly be physically exhausting, but it can also be kind of ideologically exhausting. And when the time comes to start writing new songs, certainly I often have found myself at a bit of a loss to find something new to say, frankly, which is depressing.
There's one very in-your-face song on the new CD called Bomb, Repeat, Bomb, and it starts with what sounds like a spoken word archive recording. I'm not sure what it is.
President Michael Howard said that America should topple the Arbenz government, but secretly.
Like a gray bird in a blue sky over a blue ocean, civilized men fly!
It's meant to sound like a spoken word archive recording, but it is actually a friend of mine speaking those words. But Bomb, Repeat, Bomb is actually specifically about Operation PB Success and the kind of CIA-fomented coup in Guatemala in 1954. And this is an example of, you know, kind of needing to get at a subject from a different angle. I didn't want that song to be so explicitly tied in with the current situation in Iraq because that's not how I wrote it. So having that little lead-in, I felt, you know, was a little bit of a clue as to something else that I was getting at, which is the fact that many of the things that we're dealing with are not new, and that there are much deeper questions that need to be asked about the way we interact with the rest of the world.
It's interesting because that song segues right into a song with a very different sound, a very different feel, called La Costa Brava. And that line, everyone needs a Sunday some days, it's like you're taking a deep breath. Okay, enough of all that political stuff.
Seeing the same old things, and I've been hearing you saying some things that you don't mean. Everyone needs a Sunday
one thing that I had to kind of allow myself at a certain point was to come to terms with the fact that if you don't want to burn out, you know, you must give yourself a Sunday, some days, you know, as the line goes. And we can sometimes get so caught up in the fights that we're all fighting from time to time that it really would behoove all of us to take a step back, take a breath, and understand what it is about the beauty of the world that actually makes us want to continue these fights.
Down by the beach, there's a small cafe where we hang off a drone and drink Bonnet all day. So come on over to San Felipe, somewhere I've been and I want to take you there.
Do you have one guitar that you're especially attached to?
I do, actually. Well, I have a couple that I'm especially attached to, actually. I have an old early 80s Epiphone Sheraton that I played for years and years and years, and just about a year ago finally hung up because it was falling apart, and upgraded to the more executive model of that guitar, the Gibson 335, which is my baby.
And is that what we hear on the CD?
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Just that one guitar, actually. I never swapped out guitars the entire record.
Does it start to feel like an extension of your voice?
You know, yeah, I think it does. It definitely feels like an extension of my my torso at times, you know, and we get to the point pretty quickly in any tour when the actual singing takes a lot more effort on my part than the playing of guitar, which kind of becomes muscle memory, you know, for me.
The singing takes more effort, you're saying?
I tend to push my range most of the time, but it requires more of a kind of... you know, it has to come from the gut.
It's interesting to hear you say that about your voice, because I've read that you have had some trouble with your vocal cords in the past, and I saw on your website you actually have photographs of your vocal cords, so clearly
yeah.
There's something going on here.
Yeah. Well, I had to cancel an entire tour a couple of years ago, just a few dates into it, because I had like completely blown out my larynx, and I just felt that I owed it to whoever may have been disappointed to give them some proof of that fact, you know, so...
the visual testimony of here's what I've done.
Yeah.
Well, what do you do about that to get better?
Not nearly as much as I should, to be honest with you. At that point in time, it was prescribed that I be silent for about a month. But touring the way that we do, and this is by no means a you know, woe is me complaint, but it's still like a lot of people crammed into one van. There's not always a dressing room. So, you know, doing the kind of stretching and vocal warm-up that I probably should be doing most of the time is really... logistically a problem.
Your doctor is listening to this right now saying, Ted, have you learned nothing?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Sorry, Doc.
Well, Ted Leo, thanks so much.
No, you're welcome. Thank you.
Ted Leo's new album is called Living with the Living. And tomorrow night, you can hear a live performance of Ted Leo and the Pharmacists at our website, npr.org.